You should not answer Amen too early, which is Fi'ilu Ha'alif Likud Bechata. You should not say it in the fashion that instead of saying Omen, saying Omen. You should make it clear, you're saying Hey. And also, you shouldn't have it too early. You shouldn't say before the person finishes the Brach. So as a Shas, wait for the person to finish the Brach and then say it. He says, oh, me, he doesn't pronounce the nun. So he would say the pesh, if any cares, the gamma yapsik, the emsa hamido. Also in the middle of the amma, you shouldn't take a break. So he should say, oh, me, clearly. Loy, oh, me, yisoyma. Also not saying, oh, me, yisoyma, what is that? So this is a few perishim. First perish is, chayim shu, chayim bracha apas, he has to be yisoy bracha, which they'll see him of our choysa, the zayim shoyma. He has to be yotze bracha. Shliyasiv is saying it, but he doesn't hear the bracha itself. Avi shvidez bracha on the bracha shliyasiv. Yafu shloi shama. Lo yana omen achav omen dal omen yisayim. In a place where a person wants to be yotze the bracha, he has to hear the entire bracha. If you do not hear it, you want to be yotze with it, then you should not answer omen either. So, for example, a person needs to hear kiddush. If he didn't hear the kiddush, shouldn't have an intent to be yetzer and answer omen at that, because it doesn't work and it's not a proper thing to do to use the omen in that fashion. But it's a bracha that you do not have to be yetzer. You read yetzer and you hear somebody else's bracha. As long as you know what the bracha is, it's good enough. You don't have to hear the entire bracha to answer omen. That's the opinion of the Mechab. Yeah, according to this opinion, by Chazar Sashat, since you read yetzer Shemon Esrei, even if you did not hear the bracha, as long as you know which bracha it is, you can answer Omen. So for whatever reason you didn't hear, but you know he's up to refrain, you can answer Omen. The Shabru brings that there are Kareinim that are Machmer Chazos Hashas, Shisa Sattah, that they hold that since the Takonda or Bonin should be had, you should have a second Shemon Esrei, it's considered that you are Lekhuy Menech. So here comes that Akumet, that at Chazos Hashas, you should also not answer Omen if you did not hear the Shteach Tziva say that Pavotel Shem of the Bracha. So the Chachilu should be Chayshish and be careful to make sure you hear the Prophet that Shliach Tziva was saying, and then answer Omen on it. The Ma'is and the Mishavu says, if you did not hear the Prophet, but you know which Prophet that Shliach Tziva was up to, you should answer Omen, because there are other opinions over here. Ramah says, Yesh Machmirim, that Tziva Eilim Rukui Ba'izah Prophet Leon Omen, and Eilim Yadeh Ba'izah Prophet, Kray Shliach Tziva. The Nam Mikri Omen is saying, the second Shliach Omen is saying, which the Mishavu says, should be Machmiran, if you don't know what you're answering to, here everybody's answering Omen, don't answer Omen. You have to know which prophet you're going on. So walks into Shul, he hears them answering Omen, you should not answer Omen with them. It's very nogea by the first Omen that you say by Kaddish. The average person has no idea what he's saying Omen to, because he doesn't pay attention to Kaddish. So, you should know that the first Omen is going on, we say the great name, the name of Hashem should be great and more recognized, and his mouth was, that's the first thing. I mean, you say, Skadelus Geshmei Rabba, that Shem's name should be more recognized in the world. And then you say, oh, that people know. But the second one is before Amen Geshmei Rabba, Amen is not an introduction to Geshmei Rabba. It's going on the previous Hafrosha, which is that Hashem's mouth should be revealed in our time. That's just saying Amen. Yamut Machusa Bechayechon Yemen. There's another Pshat Amen Yisrael, is Lo Yantin in and he is Amen Ela Miyad, Kishakila Bracha Yan Amen. You shouldn't push off answering Amen. Within 30 deeper of hearing the Bracha, you should answer Amen. You should do it as soon as possible after the person finished making his Bracha. If you hear other people answering Amen, you could study it right after them. That's also good enough, sitting together with the people that are answering. The Lo Yan Amen Kitzar, and one should not answer Amen Kitzar. You shouldn't say Amen very quickly. You should stretch it out too long. If you stretch it out too long, it doesn't sound like anything. That's also improper. If you have a chazan, it says, that's the Kaddish, it says, is the end of the bracha. He says that afterwards, Imru Amen, he makes a whole additional Imru Amen, when people say Amen after that, they're saying it's a big hassle between the Rabban and the Rami. Yeah. So it says, in the Ishtas and the Oyim Shem Arifim, he is in the pain himself and the Lord plans him there. First makes a bracha, the tzivu, and Shleil tzivu, wants to talk to Shmonesu, throws a shot. He doesn't have to wait for everybody. Some people are dying very long Shmonesu. It says, by every tzivu, one should wait for the majority of the tzivu. And also by Kaddish, also, that Armenian should wait for most of the people to finish in Armenian. The person who wants to invite a tzivu, then he has to wait for everybody to be up together with him, otherwise he won't be Yitzhak.